Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news.
Next to noon, we're talking with former Big League Baseball pitcher Dave Dravecki. The ex-All-Star lost his throwing arm to cancer more than 30 years ago. Today, Dravecki uses his life story to inspire others all across the country. He'll be speaking next weekend at a men's conference in Clark Summit, Pennsylvania, the Man Up event at Clark Summit University. I spoke with Dravecki earlier today about baseball, cancer, and how his faith has sustained him through life's up and downs. Here's some of that conversation. Dave, if you would, a lot of folks know your life story. You've written books on it, you've spoken about it, but those who don't, who is Dave Dravecki? Take us back, if you would, August 15th, 1989, Montreal, Canada. You're pitching against the great Tim Raines when all of a sudden baseball for you ended. What happened?
Yeah, I think I would have to set it up by saying 5 days before that, I was standing on the mound in Candlestick Park in San Francisco, getting ready to pitch against the Cincinnati Reds, and hearing the doctors say over and over again 10 months earlier that outside of a miracle, I would never pitch again because cancer had invaded my left arm, being a left-handed pitcher. And so standing on the mound that day, getting ready to pitch, was just an amazing feeling. Thankful that I was finally back on the mound again. And then winning that day 4-3 and going 8 innings with that victory, to find myself 5 days later laying on the ground after throwing a fastball to Tim Raines where my left arm snapped in half. And I'll never forget the words that Bob Knepper had shared with me, because you asked, who is Dave Dravecki? And I think it's this story, part of the story, which I don't share very often, is very true in defining who I am. Bob, about 5 hours earlier, as we were having lunch prior to the game, looked at me and he said, you know, Dave, it's not the miracle of the comeback that is so important in your life, but the miracle of salvation that occurred back in 1981 when you made a commitment to follow Jesus. And God is providing a platform for you through baseball to share his love with those who hurt. Yeah. And to be laying on the ground with a broken arm and all I could hear were those words is really powerful in the context of the reminder of who I am and what God has done for me. And now the platform that he's given, how profound was that statement some 30 plus years ago?
Former All-Star pitcher Dave Dravecki on the live line with us. Had you not had that Christian faith to go back on, that would have destroyed a lesser man. But what I didn't realize in watching some videos of you after that is the severe bouts of depression that you battled with after that whole experience. If you would talk about that and how you were able to come back from that, and maybe a little bit about the cancer. I have a mom who's struggling right now with cancer, and the work that you do, a support group that you started for cancer survivors.
You know, it was a really difficult time. The cancer kept coming back, and there were more surgeries and radiation therapy, and ultimately it resorted to losing my left arm and shoulder. But what I didn't realize after the arm and shoulder were gone, thinking that all my problems would go with it, was that the real problems just began, because now I was in the midst of an identity crisis. And it led to the point of me becoming very angry as a result of frustration. You know, the frustration of being an amputee, the frustration of no longer playing a game that I love so much, the frustration of the arm that brought me such great joy now being gone. And all those things mounted to the point where I became verbally abusive. My fits of anger were so destructive to the people around me, my wife and my children. And it was a really ugly season in our life. And, you know, there's one beautiful thing that I have learned looking back on that, was that as a result of going through all of that ugliness, I realized God still loved me. Even on my worst day, I am loved more than I am comprehended because of what Jesus did for me at the cross.
Yeah.
It's really that message that I was reminded of that started to bring us out of the depression, out of the struggles. You know, you had asked me about what we're doing today through our ministry, Endurance. Part of what we do is we come alongside people who are battling with cancer, who are struggling with life issues. In the face of that, how do I endure? But it's not just enduring in the context of survival. It's actually learning that through endurance we can thrive. And I think it's really about understanding who we are. The strength to endure doesn't come out of our strength, but out of our weaknesses as we trust Him in His strength. And I think that helps us as we face all this stuff of life. But in the middle of all of that, the reality is we have hope as He holds on to us. The hope we have is that He will not let go. No matter what happens to us in this life, we will live with Him forever.
Amen.
That is a promise that allows me to endure this life and to live it to the full, even in the midst of the most difficult of times.
That is former Big League Baseball pitcher Dave Dravecki, who lost his arm to cancer more than 30 years ago. Dravecki speaking next weekend at a men's event in Clark Summit, Pennsylvania.